You're doing the traffic.
Sure.
I just glance over at Joanne, and she's looking for the nutrition facts. I'm like trying to tell her, you know, signal to her, don't even bother, okay?
They're honey roasted nuts.
Honey roasted cashews on top of it. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Just pure grams of fat.
Are you ready for this?
I am.
All right. Yeah.
She's sounding good today.
Yeah, she is. She's in top form today. Of course, so are you.
Yeah.
Must be something like, must be something, I don't know, something to do with the weather. Could it be?
Spit it out, baby.
Oh, I know. You met somebody.
Who did I meet?
I don't know. Somebody last night.
I didn't meet anybody. I went home last night. I went to the tomb.
Let's say hello to our entertainment consultant, Ray.
Oh, Ray.
From Hamburg.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy, he emailed us again.
Yeah, that was February 3rd.
I know, I just got it.
Yeah, Marie like tells me, oh, we got another email from Ray. I said, Marie, it's like a month and a half old.
Sorry.
See, I check, you're lucky you have me.
I know, because you take care of me when it comes to email.
I respond to Ray because he forwards it to me. You're just checking the February 3rd email. I think he's emailed since then.
Oh, yeah, he has. I've gotten many of them. I don't know what happens.
I don't either.
I just get, you know.
You check your email once every other month.
I usually, at home, I say to my daughters, hey, check the email.
Check you the know, email.
Give me my email.
Anything good on there? On that email there? Cool Entertainment brought to you by Boston Market. Well, U2's Bono. He thanked Bruce Springsteen for saving
it's
black.
Bono.
I know. I call him Bono. Can I just? I know it's Bono, the greasy-haired guy from Ireland. I know.
I think he's cute.
Yeah, whatever. I call him something else, but you won't let me say that.
No, I won't.
All right, fine. U2's Bono.
Okay.
Sonny Bono, whatever his name is.
Bono.
He thanked Bruce Springsteen for saving black leather jackets from the Fonz at last night's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions in New York. Other inductees, Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, and the late Dusty Springfield. She was vouched for by Melissa Etheridge. Mm-hmm. So did you happen to see what McCartney's daughter was wearing on the T-shirt?
No.
I won't tell you then. It said it's about blank time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
D?
No.
F?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the daughter who's the fashion designer.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Stella?
Stella.
And off the road, Madonna is scotching plans for the Ray of Light tour. I guess it's conflicting with her film schedule.
Oh, really?
So she's nixing the tour.
She should stay off the film.
Oh, come on now.
I don't like her in I don't think, I'm sorry, but I'd rather just have her on vinyl or CD.
Desperately Seeking Susan was okay.
It was all right.
It wasn't bad. And Heather Locklear's camp is dismissing a tabloid rumor. The New York Post reported that the Melrose Place vixen may be headed to Beverly Hills 90210 next season, but that apparently isn't the case.
No, really.
Who would she play on there?
Who knows?
She wouldn't play like a student. Are they still all in high school in that show? Or are they in college now?
I think they probably would be in college. I have no clue. I don't watch it.
Show's been on like 20 years.
I don't watch it.
You know, they're all...
Nobody at my house watches it.
They're all middle-aged now. Well, that's because they're all watching the WB now. All the kids. They're over there watching Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, they watch... Well, what time is that show on?
I don't like I know.
8 o'clock or so?
Come on.
Oh, how am I supposed to know either?
You know? You should know.
No, we don't watch that
kind of
young, stuff.
You've got... girls there at the house.
We watch things like, you know, Entertainment Tonight and Jeopardy.
See how bad I screwed my reports up every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick, flip on Entertainment Tonight. Oh, Carrie slaughtered that one.
No, I don't do that to you.
And a Hindu group is picketing the Hollywood offices of Xena Warrior Princess. They were there yesterday. They're upset about the show's offensive depiction of Hindus.
Hindus, okay.
I guess so. And speaking of a Hindu activist, they're also calling out Mike Myers for a Vanity Fair spread where the comic shows a Hindu-painted hand that reads, "Call my agent." Apparently they're not happy with that either.
No.
And the number one fan in Los Angeles court yesterday, the woman who broke into Brad Pitt's home, is ordered to immediately begin counseling. She's not happy. Did you happen to see not there? Did you see her on Entertainment Tonight last night?
Yeah.
when they got her, you know, they got the camera crew got her when coming out of the court.
Mm-hmm.
She made some comment about what's her name, Jennifer Aniston,
mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say? I don't even know.
I don't
she
know either.
She's nuts.
I'm trying to swallow this cashew.
Oh, continue eating. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Kid.
Buddy Holly's family is suing MCA Records, accusing the label of cheating them out of the rockers' royalties. So we'll find out more about that. Dharma and Greg star Thomas Gibson is going to play the bad guy in the new Flintstones flick, Viva Rock Vegas.
Viva Rock Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, the Hollywood Reporter says for sometime in the near future that's going to happen. And NBC picks up Law & Order for not one, not two, but three seasons. The series debuted back in 1990. So,
that's a cool show.
I know, three seasons. That's not
bad. I like that show, and I like The Practice, too.
Yeah. Speaking of being re-up, CBS renews Chuck Norris's Walker, Texas Ranger for an eighth season.
Oh, Chuck.
Yeah, so all the grandmas will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar winner Meryl Streep, she is tapped for a Lifetime Achievement Award tribute by New York's Independent Feature Project. And Sick Bay, we talked about this yesterday, Broadway's Death of a Salesman nixing another performance tonight due to the star Brian Dennehy. He was hospitalized for high blood pressure.
I like him.
I do, too. Did you ever see when he played John Gacy?
No.
In the Gacy story on TV?
Oh, no, man. I didn't see that.
What a great role he played there. He was spooky.
I just enjoy him totally. He's great.
And Kirk Allen, he was the first Superman in two serial features from 1948 to 1950. He died this past Sunday. He was 88 years old. And believe it or not, TV critics may have been briefly alarmed to find packages labeled biohazard waste on their desks recently. It may have looked like the work of the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, but it turned out to be preview tapes of ABC's new drama, Strange World.
You know, Lucy had Ted Kaczynski's neighbor on today.
Really?
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Who was that, like a lumberjack?
I don't know his name.
Was it like a neighborhood from, like, or was it a neighbor from when he was a young boy or something?
Well, no, when he lived in, oh gosh, I can't even remember where he
lived. When he lived here in Ann Arbor?
No, where he was before he got arrested.
I don't know. Ray, call us and tell us what happened this morning, will you? Or either that.
I listened to the whole thing. It was great.
Either that or email us.
I can't remember what city he was in.
Give us the facts. We don't even know what happened this morning, for goodness sake.
Oh, somebody's already ringing the phone.
All right. An executive at 20th Century Fox, which produces the show, says, we just wanted to convey the types of stories that we would be dealing with. Killer viruses, human cloning, and nothing sells like an illusion of the anthrax virus.
Oh, gosh,
so
Carrie.
They were just messing around with the TV critics. Can you imagine, though, being a TV critic and you get a big thing that says, you know, biohazard waste?
Yeah.
Biohazardous waste.
Mm-hmm.
Some birthdays today. Jerry Lewis, comedian, 73 years old.
He looks good.
70. You know he's got a daughter in the first grade?
Go, Jerry, go.
He has a daughter younger than mine.
He must take.
Jerry Lewis.
I know.
At 73.
Go, go, go.
Chuck Woolery, Mr. Love Connection, 58.
Yeah.
Robin Williams, guess how old?
How old?
52. And you know what they say next to Robin Williams here?
What?
Singer. Now, I don't know. Is there another Robin Williams?
Not that I know
of. It says Robin Williams, singer, 52.
Boy.
Also, last but not least, Ponch, Eric Estrada, 50 years old today.
Mm-hmm. What do they have next to his name? That's it? Ponch?
It says actor.
Okay.
So they got him right.
Go figure.
Ponch turns 50. The famous Eric Estrada.
Well, I'm really glad that you kept this report clean today.
Why?
Because mom's in town.
Oh, okay.
You got to watch that.
Well, I tried to, you know, keep it a family show, Marie.
That's good, Carrie.
At Boston Market, you can now get a low-fat turkey meal with only 4 grams of fat for $4.99. You can visit any of over 30 locations in the greater Detroit area and take Boston Market home tonight. I'm Carrie Carrington. That's Cool Entertainment on Ann Arbor's Cool 107.
Your Cool 107 satellite forecast calling for clear skies. We'll have a low 34. Mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with a high near 60. Can you believe it for our St. Paddy's Day, Carrie? 60 degrees.
Very high.
Yeah, way cool. Right now we're at 49 degrees. Walter Egan, Magnet and Steel, Ann Arbor's Cool 107.